Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, I'd like to take time to just welcome each and every one of you who have taken time out of your busy schedule, wherever you may be around the world, to tune in today to Your Turning Point. I'm your host, Gertrude Chapman, and I just welcome each and every one of you, not only you that are listening to us either online or over the phone, but also to our live studio audience. This is such a wonderful day. I'm just, you know, looking through the windows of my studio, and I'm just seeing it's kind of overcast, but the sun is about to come out, and it's just such a lovely day, a lovely, lovely day. And I just hope that wherever you may be listening from, that you also enjoy a lovely day, whether it's, you know, morning, afternoon, or evening, wherever you may be. It's just a carryover from the wonderful weekend that we had. It was such an awesome weekend filled with laughter, fellowship, and bonding. You know, we went out to an event yesterday, and I had an occasion to see people that I had not seen in years, and we just talked and remembered some, you know, good times in the past, and it was such a wonderful, relaxing day. And, you know, with us being, all of us being so busy, I'm pretty sure that, you know, you may feel the same way. Sometimes you just get caught up in doing, you know, many different things, that when you have an opportunity to rest and relax, it's just like a, you just take a breath, like an aha moment. And, you know, that's what I felt like yesterday. And I'm feeling that way today. I feel, you know, energized. And, you know, a lot of times it's good just to take a breather and just to relax and just to talk, not rushing. You know, not rushing, because we always rushing. We always, you know, thinking we may be sitting doing something, we thinking about what we should be doing in the next 30 minutes, the next 40 minutes, you know. But it was just such a relaxing time. So let's remember to, you know, just take some time out for ourselves and just have a good day relaxing. You know, the weather yesterday was cool, but it was just beautiful being able to enjoy the outdoors. It wasn't too bad. It was kind of a chill in there, but not enough to keep you inside, you know. A lot of times we take so many things for granted, but we got to take time out and appreciate those things, you know, those small things, and stop complaining about, you know, this, that, and the other. And it was just such a relaxing day. You know, I just want to repeat it again. You know, we have been shut up. Some people are right now, you know, shut up because of the weather, and, you know, you just craving to go outdoors and, you know, just smell the fresh air. And I'm telling you, I'm just ready for springtime. I don't know about y'all, but I'm ready for springtime. You know, the cold has taken its toll, and I know that some people across the country, you may still be experiencing that cold. But remember this, the cold has caused everything to die. Now it's time for the fresh blossoms to come forth. Pretty much like your life, there is a time and a season for everything, you know. There's a time and a season in our lives for everything. Have you been thinking about this year? Have you been thinking, what do I have to contribute to impact my neighborhood, or to impact my community, or to impact my city? How about the people around me? How can I impact them? How can I impact my coworkers, my family, and my friends? There is someone out there whose life you can influence. Sometimes it may be a group all at one time. This is what happens to me most of the time. I get a big group or groups. You know, they all come together. And I have to literally speak life into them. The people that usually come are those who need to be uplifted from a low position in life. Now, I'm not saying that they are homeless or anything like that, but they have been so discouraged that they are afraid to go forward and help others. Now, there is this one lady whose husband is an executive making six figures, and this lady has been so damaged. She's a sweetheart, but she keeps retreating back into her shell. You know, before I start working with her, I worked with her, you know, many years ago, and we had kind of lost touch because, you know, you lose touch at times because sometimes, you know, you work with people, you may be in a fellowship with people or whatever, and, you know, you move on to something else or they move on to something else. Matter of fact, this person, the whole family moved out of state, then they came back. You know, but at that time, they were doing something else, and I was doing something else. And the brokenness. You know, our lives, a lot of times we look at our lives as just for ourselves. But our lives are not just for ourselves. We have so much on the inside of us that we could share with others who may be lacking. So I take time to build these people up and teach them how to love and believe in themselves again. You know, a lot of times people just stop loving themselves. They stop believing in themselves because of circumstances and situations in life. And I give these people an opportunity to work alongside me and show them how to reach out and help others. You know, when we take our eyes off of ourselves, we could do so much more to help somebody else. You know, try it. Try that. This, you may be going through some things. You may be feeling discouraged in that area. You may be feeling like, look, I'm just not going to even try anymore. But try taking your eyes off of yourself and focus on being a help to somebody else and watch how your circumstances, how your situations will find a way to work themselves out. And by giving these people, not just, you know, teaching them and uplifting them and encouraging them, you know, and just sitting down there and I'm doing all the talking. I interact with them, you know. I say, well, what do you think? How do you think this should be? What would you do? You know, I ask them all these questions to get a reaction out of them. And a lot of times it lights them up. It lights them up. And then they speak and I'll listen to what they're saying. And I'll interject on a high point that they have. And all of a sudden, they just, you know, flowing. They just flowing. And their whole continence begins to change. And when I have opportunities, because I have many opportunities to do a lot of speaking engagements, a lot of seminars, a lot of, you know, interaction with people. And I know, you know, you have to get creative about these things. Whatever, you know, industry you're in, whatever, you just have to find a way to make it fit where you can get the other person talking. And you hit those high points, and those high points, like, look, that's their passion. So getting them out of that, you know, that mode that they're in, that attitude that they're in. When you get them talking, you know, and get them to interact with you, you'll find out a lot about that person. You see, all of your life and what you have gone through has been a time of preparation for such a time as this. Think about it. Some of the stuff that you and I have gone through has not been pretty, but we made it through to the other side and to a brighter day. But all of the valleys, think about it, all of the valleys and low points of struggle and the feeling like giving up was all worth it in the end. Haven't you felt that way? If it's not one thing, it's the other. And to say, oh, I'm just going to throw up my hands. Why even try? Why even try? And the minute you take your hands off it, the tide has turned. Now, we can share those things with others. Those who have lost hope, because now they can make it through. They see where they can make it through to a brighter day. Just like when we were in the midst of that chaos, we couldn't see where we could make it through, but we did. It gives people, you know, a glimmer of hope. So remember this, there is someone out there waiting for you. There's someone out there waiting on you. What you got? What do you have to offer? The time is now. Whatever gifts, talents, and abilities that you have, it's not the time to sit and wait. This is 2016, and you have already been waiting too long for an opportunity. True. That's true. You know, you've been waiting too long. You've just been sitting. Trust me, opportunities are everywhere. Just look around. Be attentive to what is around you, and you will find ways to succeed. The business of people will never go out of style. You might see this business going out business and that establishment going out of business, but the business of people will never go out of style. It will never dry up. It will always be a thriving establishment. As long as there are people, you will always be in business to offer them your services, whatever your services are. My services is encouraging, speaking to people, empowering people, bringing out their gifts, talents, and abilities within them, you know, helping them to discover themselves. Yours may be something else. You may have a brick-and-mortar service. I'm just giving you some examples. Now, I've given you a blueprint to succeed. Use your mind to think about what is that in your heart. What can you do to help somebody else, being a solution to their problem, to their situation? With just these few words, begin to form ideas of how your unique gifts, talents, and abilities can help those groups of people or those individuals that were mentioned earlier. You know? It's time to rise to the occasion. Get up and get busy. Just start from where you are. You know, a lot of people say, well, you know, I just don't know where to start. I don't know what to do. Just start from where you are. I may be speaking to some of you who have not tapped into that ability. You know, you haven't tapped into that passion. Now it's there. It's there. It's been there all along. And every time you think of it, you know, something lights you up. Every time you get a glimmer of it or something lights you up, but you're not doing anything with what you already have. You know, this is your time. This is your turning point to being effective in what you already have. It's not on the outside of you, it's on the inside of you. So when you recognize it, you know, there's something called law of recognition. When you recognize it and you accept it and you start walking in it, you'll see how you begin to flow in those gifts, talents, and abilities. You'll see your solution to a problem. So think about this. There are people right now who are silently waiting for you, believe it or not, but they are there, and you have the keys that they are needed to unlock the next steps or phases in their lives. Who can you inspire today? Whose life can you encourage today? Whose life can you shock back into reality so they can spring back into life? Whose life? Think about it. We come to the end of our broadcast, and I really enjoy sharing with you. And I love to hear from all of you. So drop me a line at turningpointenrichment@gmail.com. because I love reading your emails and your inspirations. That keeps me very excited when I can hear from the audience on the other side of the line or the other side of the computer or the wherever you may be, okay? So just drop me a line. Again, that's turningpointenrichment@gmail.com. Remember to mark your turning point as a favor. Share this broadcast with someone. And I thank you today for listening to Your Turning Point. I'm your host, Gertrude Chapman. Until next week, this is your time. This is your season. This is your turning point. Have a prosperous week.